It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And it's Friday, so that means it's Friday, is what Anna calls it. Brian from the Burger Joint, Brother's Keeper, and so much more is here. But not only is he here, he has brought a guest.
I have.
And I want to hear more about the guest. Who is he?
We have Curtis Chambers in this morning. Mm-hmm. He is an instructor, and we call him the professor of Kajukimbo.
Kajukimbo.
Kajukimbo, mixed martial arts, discipline of street fighting, and he also instructs at the college.
Texarkana College.
Yes. So, yeah, I got into this about 3 weeks ago. Showed up because a friend said, hey, you might need to do this, you know, to relieve some stress or, you know. I always thought one day that I would probably get into martial arts.
Well, somebody's trying to help you out there.
Yeah. So I showed up and then realized very quickly, you know, you lose that kind of mirage of everything is hunky-dory and what you imagined of seeing on TV and in movies when you get there. And it's very humbling whenever you know that you're around someone who can really hurt you really quickly in less than 20 seconds. And that's what I learned and realized very quick with like one grab. Anyway, Curtis, you're here with us this morning. Just tell the public about what Kajukimbo does and what we offer.
Kajukimbo is an eclectic art. It is an art that was MMA before MMA was founded.
Go ahead, you're doing good.
You're good.
Y'all got me.
You're
great.
Well, she was adjusting the microphone, but just feel free to talk.
Just keep going.
Yeah,
just
please do.
All right. Anyway, talking about MMA, Kajukimbo was MMA before MMA was even MMA.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a combination of karate, judo, jiu-jitsu, kempo, boxing, otherwise known as Chinese kung fu. And we also throw in a little bit of stick fighting, knife fighting, anything that's practical you can use on the street. Not.
And you were telling me earlier you have actually trained with Chuck Liddell.
Yes, Chuck Liddell, Al Dukakis, several big names from Kajukimbo in the martial arts community.
How'd you get involved in this?
Working at a prison.
That'll do it. Okay.
I was employed.
You might need to watch your back.
Yeah.
Right. I was working in a correctional facility there in Abilene back in 1992 or 3. I guess that shows my age. But anyway, 92 or 93, I was still doing it, still working out of prison. Then we decided to move to Texarkana so I can open martial arts school back around 2000 or 2001.
Mm-hmm. So you've done this 20 years in the area.
And yes.
I'm just now learning about this. Where have you been?
You've been good at math there. Sorry.
It's okay, buddy.
Sorry.
All right.
Let me ask you this. This means if somebody learns this, they can be slight of build or whatever, and it can be a big hulking person that's about to do them harm on the street, and with this knowledge, they could take care of them?
I don't know. What do you mean by take care of them?
Save themselves.
All right. Do you mean can they take care of their business and hurt the other fella, or can they get away? I mean,
I'm talking about
depending on how you
making sure that they're not hurt themselves.
Right.
The techniques, it's not a size thing.
Right.
It's technique thing, right?
Correct. It's about knowing where to hit and how to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, solar plexus, floating ribs, side of the neck, temple.
We have a little lady in our class that's about half the size of me, literally. That can leave me on the floor.
See, that's what I was getting at. You don't have to be strong of build or muscular or whatever if you know the technique properly.
I was not born an athletic man.
What ages are you teaching?
Ages 3 to 12 and 13 and up.
And that is at Texarkana College.
Yes.
Now, you're doing that at the college, but do you have your own place? Am I wrong?
I'm training at my house.
Okay.
Select students.
Okay, I got you. That's kind of an appointment thing.
Right.
Select students.
By appointment only.
But the college thing, okay, that's open. When they open.
Right. Whenever that is.
Because
next
of the COVID.
Week,
yeah.
Next couple of months.
So, you know, they could check the college website for all that info. But when they open back up, that's where you would register and go.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Typically, normally, what are the days and times that they usually do?
Mondays and Thursdays, kids class is from 6:30 to 7:30. The adult class is from 7:30 to 8:30. We have a Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, they do have
a Facebook page. It's called Texarkana Elite Martial Arts.
All right. Yeah. We are talking with Brian and his guest, and I've already forgot the name.
Curtis.
I remembered his name, but I forgot the name of the martial arts. What do we call it?
We're going to do this slowly. Kajukimbo.
Kajukimbo. E. Berliner. Okay, I'm going to jelly donut. Remember from earlier? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I did not.
On this date in history, JFK did the famous Berlin Wall speech, and he said he was a jelly donut.
Rather than a balloon.
Right.
Yes, he did. And everybody was like, yay!
You're
the greatest!
All right, let me ask you this. As far as your students that enroll, what is the kind of the breakdown?
Who's the worst one?
No, we won't say Brian was. He's. Brian. I can't believe this guy's in here. He doesn't know nothing. What's the breakdown? Kind of like boys, girls, female, male, whatever.
There's a lot more male.
Okay.
But it should be more female. They need to know how to protect themselves.
Why are you pointing at me?
I was looking at her thinking she could enroll in the older group.
Watch out. Watch out, dude.
Well, I mean, isn't she like 21?
Oh, something like that. They're just barely over it, yes.
No.
She just was able to buy adult beverages last month.
That's right.
I saw you with those lottery tickets.
Well, Brian, you've just gotten started in this.
Started.
But what have you learned so far?
I've learned I don't know anything.
That's a good thing
to
know.
That's a good thing to know, right?
We kind of could have told you something like
that. No, you learn a lot about the body, the physics, pressure points. Mm-hmm. You learn about how movement works, you know, kinetic energy, and how to put someone where you want them.
Yes.
Away from you.
Away.
It's not about the movies. It's not like the big... you know,
finale
or the build up or the big music comes around in the background. It's about actually learning something and getting you the time to get away from somebody who's trying to do you harm. And it's very, very effective. I mean, it's nothing like I thought it was. I mean, it's great. I love it. We have a really good family, and that's called what?
Ohana.
Ohana. It's based on respect.
Ohana.
We're not there to try to be Billy, you know, big britches.
Yes.
I got you. I understand. You don't have to spell
it
out.
We all said it nicely. Yeah.
I knew what he was thinking. I can read his. I got ESPN.
I mean, if you're that guy, you're that guy that's going to be hurt.
Nice.
Right. So
it's kind of a, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of like, it's a confidence builder.
It is.
You have confidence in yourself.
That, I feel good about me today.
That it's going to be okay. That you're going to be okay out there. You have confidence. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that, hopefully, probably in your life, you won't have to use that to take somebody down. But
sometimes we want to.
Yeah,
but 99% of the time, it may be that 1% of the time that it needs to be used.
Right.
And you'll have the confidence to use it.
Exactly. Yes.
So that's what it's all about.
And it's a great way to really stay in somewhat moderately good shape.
That's another benefit, isn't it?
See, John, that'd be good for you.
Yes, Anna.
Let's start the class off today with, I don't know, 100 jumping jacks.
No,
okay.
I'm going to die.
How do you warm up?
We did that.
How do you warm up and loosen up for this?
That's what we did.
Oh, how many?
You give me 100.
100.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you should have saw him on the burpees.
Oh, my God.
He almost puked.
I bet he did. Yeah. I bet he did.
Thanks for sharing that there, Professor.
My bad.
Burpees are bad.
Those are the worst. I can't get back up.
All right. So
have you seen me lately?
Once
really?
Again, when it gets going again, what do they do to register for this at the? I mean, what's the procedure?
You register through the college up the administration building. Uh-huh. That's about it.
Right now, everything's kind of on hold.
Yeah, they're
online on hold on. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. The best in most countries. 103.9, 98.5. MyPigRadio.com. The MyPig Radio Morning Show. We do have guests, and it is time to play a game.
All right.
And don't look at the screen.
I'm
anybody.
Not looking at the screen.
No, we're gonna do this fair and square.
Please do. All right. It's called Spy the Line.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
That's
that
a good one,
game.
Okay, so I'll give you some type of statement, and then there's going to be like 4 or 5 choices, and one of them is a lie, and the rest of them are true, and you spy the lie.
Okay.
All of the following movies were scheduled to be released this week. Of course, they've put that off because of COVID.
I never know this stuff, even in non-COVID.
You can take a guess. Right. All of the following movies were scheduled to be released this week, except for one, You Spy the Lie. Here are the movies that were going to be released this week. The Beats, as in B-E-A-T-S. Irresistible. Scotchby Comes Home, All I Can Say, or The Transcendence. All of those are real movies that we're going to start this weekend, except for one. Which one's the lie? And
All I can say
anybody
is,
can guess.
I don't know, so I'm going to go with that
one. It's not Transcendence.
Okay, she said, okay, which one
not,
is it? Don't look at the screen.
I'm not looking. Okay. My eyes are closed.
All right. The Beats, Irresistible, Scotchby Comes Home, All I Can Say, or The Transcendence.
All I can say. That's what I'm
okay,
going
Brian says all I can say. You say?
I'm going to go with Brian.
You're going to tag along with Brian. What do you say?
The Beats.
Well, unfortunately, everybody's wrong.
Yay.
Those were all real movies titles, except for Scotchby Comes Home is a fake. All those other ones were real.
Really?
I thought I saw that on a commercial.
I don't know. Could I don't know what lie. To tell you. I'm just
fake news, man.
I'm just reading the list here. Fake news. All of the following are names of actual fireworks, except for one, Spy the Lie. Raging Rottweiler, Blowing Chunks,
Hold up.
Fiery Frogs Fountain, Garden in Spring, and Snakes in the Grass.
They're Blowing all... Chunks is too funny. That's the one I'm going to go with.
Blowing Chunks?
Yeah.
Blowing Chunks, Blowing Chunks.
I'll go with that one.
Blowing Chunks is correct.
Yay!
Yay, we're winning. No,
we got to see this Snakes in the Grass thing.
Snakes in the Grass.
All right, and the final one. All of the following are
in
the
Washington.
Actual names of movies. Not new movies, just movies.
Okay.
Except for one. Okay, Spy the Lie.
All right.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
That's real.
These don't sound even correct.
Wow. Okay, listen up. The positively true adventures of the alleged Texas cheerleader murdering mom.
That's a story.
Mm-hmm. If peas were cucumbers, no one would eat salad.
That's...
The Englishman who went up a hill but came down a mountain. And the end of the world in our usual bed in a night full of rain. Good gosh.
That's the longest answers I've ever heard.
I know.
It's like...
Which one's the fake one out of that? Good luck. You've got 10 seconds. No.
I'm going to go with the end of the world.
She goes with the end of the world.
I'm going to go with the guy that went up the mountain and came down the hill.
He's
and went around
the mountain
the corner.
And yeah. Yeah. And finally, your guess?
That one.
Don't go with what one of them. Go with a different one.
Go with a different one.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to help you out here.
Oh, yeah, now he gets a hint.
I'm going to help you out here. They've gone with the end of the world and the Englishman and all that mess. What's left is don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood, the positively true adventures of the alleged Texas cheerleader murdering mom, or if peas were cucumbers, no one would eat salad.
I don't like salad, so I'm going to pick that one.
That is a great guess, and you, my friend, are the winner.
Ding, 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 ding. John gets one free karate chop to the face.
No, I think the losers get that. All right. Thank you very much for coming in today, and hopefully the college and COVID and all that will get settled so you can get back to having your classes.
Thanks.
It sounds like it's something that every mom and dad especially should think about for their child.
Or themselves.
Or themselves, as in Brian.
As in me.
But maybe once y'all get started again, maybe we can get you back in here to talk about it.
Yeah.
Once you get the class going again.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.